Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here with some advice on healthy living. One of the most important cultural practices associated with maintaining any lawn is mowing. When part of the grass plant's leaf system is removed by mowing, the plant reacts by using high amounts of carbohydrates to replace the leaves that were cut off. Only when the leaves are replaced do the roots and stems start growing again. Research has found that no more than one-third of the leaf system should be removed per cutting, and that way the negative effect on the roots and stem growth is minimal. Some grasses, like Bermuda grass, can tolerate, even like, being mowed very low, but all other grasses do better with more leaf surface left to collect the sunlight. My best turf tip is to get rid of your grass catcher. Clippings should be left on the turf. They don't contribute to thatch, but do feed the microbes and are nothing but beneficial. Clippings should only be caught and moved to the compost pile when scalping prior to overseeding in the fall is done. If you don't choose to overseed your lawn, that's fine. I don't do it either. I think the overseeding actually causes competition for your summer grasses. I'll see you right here for our next healthy living tip. For all your gardening, landscaping, and pest control questions in the meantime, or to join the Organic Club of America, go to dirtdoctor.com or our Facebook page for help. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens.